as you can see, this is different from the talk I submitted a long time ago. Originally, I thought I would speak on some particular specific consensor scheme, but later I changed my mind to talk more general about convergence robotics and optimization. Let's first look at this basic algorithm for distributed average consensors. Basically, you have a graph or network. Each node, you have a number of xi0 at each node I. And every node wants to compute the average of the initial values with this distributed algorithm, iterative. And so as you can see, each node I update its value by looking at the neighbor's value. If the neighbor's value is larger than it, then you will add some. If it's smaller, you will give up some amount. And this is the coefficient Wij. Of course, the first thing we need to worry about is that if this algorithm actually converts to the average. For this simple graph, if we take all the weights on the edges the same, for example, they all equal to 0.1, then this system does converge to their average, but rather slowly. This is the number of steps it takes. And of course, we can increase to 0.3. Now it converts fairly quickly, but you already see some oscillation. If you increase the weight further, there's oscillation unstable. So this is for same weight on all edges. If you take, if you assign different weights on different edges, so the stability analysis performance design problem can be non-trivial, highly non-trivial. So the goal with this kind of setup is we want to design this local parameters, Wij, on each edge to achieve some global performance. For example, convergence. The convergence to the average and also robustness. For example, if some of the links fail at random, and then sometimes you come back and fail again. And also there might be noise added to the system. And of course, the order change, same as unreliable links. You want the robustness still converge to the average. And also, beyond that, you want to optimally design those ways so that make this convergence as fast as possible, of course, stable. Also, because we hear lots about minimum power, you know, minimum communication cost, you want to design the ways for minimum communication cost. So I will cover actually a problem of every aspect here, but in a relatively unified framework. Before going to the details, I want to mention about something about applications. So it has applications in distributed coordination, synchronization, and some to model some flocking phenomena in biological science, and also load balancing computer networks. There's a very partial list of some research on this topic. I think Hugh Durand White and Richard Murray yesterday talked about lots of these applications. And for information processing in sensor networks can be applied to distributed parameter estimation, distributed parameter filtering. There, you want to compute the sum of the information matrices, basically the sum of the inverse of the covariance matrices. And since you can convert the average, that you can compute the sum. And also something you can compute, use this is distributed detection inference. I think Professor Mora next talk might be related something to this. Okay, now I won't go into any detail of the applications. Let's just consider a simple problem. Say, now, how much mathematics can we play with this simple model? This naive simple model. And the main challenge here is convergence, robustness, optimization. And the mathematical tools we use here is linear algebra, spectrograph theory, convex optimization, and the duality. This problem is also related to a problem in Markov chains in sensor network localization. You are given pairwise measurements of the distance measurement of the sensor. You want to reconstruct the whole graph. Or some problem in machine learning. They are related together by duality. So it's very interesting, nice framework. But I won't talk about about this. Here's what I'm going to talk about. First, I want to say something on convergence conditions for fixed given graph. And then some optimal design problem for a fixed graph. Of course, we'll analyze the what happens when the links fail. And also, in that case, you know, that for the randomized algorithm, like randomized gossiping in the network, can also do some optimization problem. So the first thing, this algorithm, we write it in vector form. This is the linear iteration. Here's a matrix W. You can see it's defined by this. If there's an x, it's Wij. If there's no x, it's zero. And the diagonal is given by 1 minus the summation of the weights at particular nodes. And of course, this is just identity minus the weighted Laplacian matrix. That's why it's related to this graph, spectrograph. So one condition, simple condition, is that for any given initial condition, we want this iteration to converge the average of the initial value. So this is the necessary and sufficient condition. Basically, one, this vector of O1, is both the left eigenvector and the right eigenvector of this matrix. And also, the spectral readers of this matrix, this is rank one matrix, this W minus the rank one matrix, then the spectral readers of this matrix should be strictly smaller than one. Notice here that the matrix W means not necessary to be symmetric, can be non-symmetric. But for the design, yeah, this is a convergence condition. Based on this convergence condition, we can do some optimal design problem. But unfortunately for this one, we can only do it for symmetric weights. For non-symmetric weights, the problem is really hard. And for symmetric weights, we define a convergence factor mu, basically this spectral reader of this matrix. It's also same as the spectral norm. And the convergence, this is the average, so average number, so that the distance to the average is bounded by this mu to the t-th power of the initial error. So to make this convergence as fast as possible, basically say you want to this convergence as fast as possible, put this boundary down, want to minimize this number. Here's the optimization problem. Say, of course, we consider symmetric weights, and this one is a nonlinear function, but fortunately, it's a convex function, and we can solve it globally and efficiently for by interpoint method. In fact, it can be converted to a semi-definite program. Here's an example. For this small example, we minimize. This is the constraint set, and we find the optimal solution like this. Give you the convergence factor. Of course, if you don't have this optimization, you want to pick up some simple weights, like this Metropolis weights. The one Wij is called 1 over the maximum of Bi and Dj is the degree at 2 different nodes. So this one gives this number. A good thing about this one is that to assign a weight on a particular edge, you only need to know the degree of these two nodes. So it's local. It's suitable for distributed implementation. I will use this later. Let's look at a larger network, randomly generated network, you know, geometric network. We just connect two nodes this within some range. And this is the Metropolis weights. This is the optimal. This is the one, if we assign a weight, the same weight at all edges and optimize it. So this will give similar performance. And this one is much better. Here, this number is convergence time because the number of steps it takes to reduce the error by a constant factor. So say this takes 19 iterations, this takes 9 iterations to reduce the same amount of factor. Another interesting problem is a sparse network design. We are given this network. There's lots of possible ways to connect the network. But then we ask question, suppose we given a guaranteed convergence factor mu zero. So at least the system should converge this fast. And then we want to find the most sparse subgraph that has the fewest number of edges to achieve this. Of course, design the weights at the same time. Obviously, this is a very hard combinatorial optimization problem. So in practice, we just do error-1 heuristic. So minimize the error-1 norm, basically minimize the sum of the weights, absolute value. Sum of might be negative. The constraint is that this number, convergence factor, is smaller than this one. So we solve this problem, again, convex, SDP. So as we can see, the best one, using all the 200 edges, you can achieve this number. So we just set a slightly larger number, ask for the sparse graph design. It's only, say, use 96, no, less than half of the edges. So those dotted lines, the edges that's not used. Okay, let's consider this is one problem, or maybe already two, but it's convergence sparse network design. Let's consider the scenario if this consensus has a noise added at each node. When you do this computation, you have a random noise added. So we assume the random noise for simplicity is RID zero mean unit variance. For example, it can be do a distributed load balancing. You have a network, each node, you have a queue, and you have a job, UI join, is random, UI is random. With the mean C, C is processing the constant rate this each server process job. So this the mean is subtracted, you got a zero mean additional noise. This is one of the model. In this case, we can still plot, say that's the variation of the XT, and this black dotted line is the average. In this case, the average actually does random walk, it doesn't converge. So in this case, probably we're concerned about how far away these numbers are from each other. That's the vector form. So we're probably concerned, say, this is XR, this is an instantaneous average. How far away they are from each other? We want to consider the mean squared deviation because of this. So we want to optimize W to minimize this mean squared deviation. It almost sounds like a control design problem, but here this is no explicit feedback. So we'll push down the variance. And of course, for this one, we want to, for the load balancing, it means that we want the Q roughly maintain the same length. They might be, both up or down, we don't care, but we want to have the same length. This formation flying, the noise could be the local dynamic disturbances, but we want to maintain the relative position. And similar for synchronization, you might have a local drift at each clock. So this problem was, this criteria was considered many years ago, but we just recently found out an explicit expression for this is a steady state when t goes to infinity. This one is only a function of the weights. It doesn't depend on the initial condition. Yeah, is this interesting function. Here, we just, since W is symmetric, we arrange them, say, in a decreasing order, the largest eigenvalue, the second largest. So since the largest value is 1, because we let it satisfy 1, because that's, because this condition. So this one always holds, and the rest of the eigenvalue we put in the function like this. So we want to minimize this, basically minimize the least squared deviation. In fact, this problem, again, looks more complicated than before. It's again convex. And in this case, we don't even need to formulate it as a semi-definite program, because it's even simpler, it's even differentiable. You can just use creating a Newton method directly to find the optimum. Here's some examples. For 2-degree, here's each dimension has 5 nodes. end node here in both file. Here is a different method. This is the this one is the least mean square design. Of course, has the least mean square divided by the number. This is the average least mean square deviation number of nodes. And if you do the fastest design as we did before, it will have a quite large deviation. And this red one is the metropolis space I mentioned. And this is the mixing time. This is the number of times it takes to reduce error by confidence factor. You can see, of course, this is the fastest mixing. And the black one is the least mean square. And for certain interesting graph, like hypercubes, here, this is the dimension of the hypercube. Here is the hypercube in dimension 3. For this interesting graph, all these methods give you the same answer. So it's just an interesting example. It's probably not very practical to use. I've talked about convergence condition on fixed graph and also optimization on some optimization problem on fixed graph. Now I will switch gear to consider robustness to random link failures. especially in wireless sensor network, the communication links may work or fail at random due to mobility, fading, power constraint, etc. And the network topology changes with time. So in this case, we have some notation. Say, GT is a graph at 10p. We assume they are the same set of nodes, but the set of edges, connectivities, are changing with time. And of course, NID is the neighborhood of node I, 10p, is also time varying. And this is a sequence. And this chain of sequence can be deterministic or stochastic. It doesn't matter in our consideration. So in this case, we still use the same similar algorithm. The only difference is that at each step, node I only take into consideration of its instantaneous neighbors. And of course, the weights also changes with time. So the question here is that on what conditions on this sequence of graph and also the weights it used to guarantee this still converge to the average? It turns out that before give the result, I have to say what kind of weight, simple weights we use. This problem, we use still the metropolis weights, 1 over the larger degree of the two nodes instantaneous. Here we add 1 to avoid some technical difficulties. This simple weight, again, is local, only using local information suitable for distributed implementation in real time. And this is the weight we use. So since this is a function of the graph, so not the only problem is what property of the sequence of graphs you consider to guarantee the convergence. It turns out that if the communication graph that occur infinitely often are jointly connected, then the iteration converges to the average. Let me explain what means by a finite set of graphs with communication with common vertex V, different X set. It's jointly connected. If you put the graph, lay them together, they are connected. Then we say this set of graph is jointly connected. And of course, we want make sure that because GT is a infinite sequence of graphs, and there must be some graph occur infinitely often. So if this set of graphs, they satisfy this property, then this whole process converges. Intuitively, is that basically the convergence happens if the graph are connected in the long run. And there's many variations in other different forms of this condition divided by other authors in the recent years, as I cited in my second slide. Okay, I think I won't spend much time on this robustness. Let me talk about how to do optimal design. In this case, if the graph is randomly changing, can you do any optimal design? In fact, we just consider simple model, random gaussing, and we see how to optimize this randomized algorithm to satisfy some performance requirements. A simple model for randomized gaussing. No, gaussing also you can see is a distributed consensus. Given the graph, you associate each edge with a probability Pij, which satisfy, of course, the symmetry, and of course, rho sum of the matrix is 1, the stochastic matrix. And the randomized gaussing algorithm is basically at each time t, we randomly choose one particular node with uniform distribution, just pick one. Then this node will randomly choose a neighbor j according to the distribution of the ith rule of the matrix. After it pick up this neighbor, then node I and node j communicate with each other and update their value to their average, mutual average. It's not hard to see that if the subgraph including edges with non-negative probability is connected, then each xit, each of these number will converge to the average. So this is quite simple. Then now we want to do some optimized design by tuning the parameters Pij. Now we consider communication cost. We associate each ad with the communication cost of Cij. Cij could be a function of the Euclidean distance of the two nodes. That's quite useful for wireless communication. It could be the number of hops between the two nodes. Can be for wireless or wired network. Just arbitrary cost you come up with. And then expected cost per step is this, because this is the uniform pick one node, and for each node, that's their expected cost. So it's basically a linear function of the Pij. And this is a per step cost. Now we want to compute the average time. Here we use the definition of from this paper. See, the average, you give a precision epsilon. You want to make this quantity of the you want to make this probability of this quantity large to be small. And you want to find the worst case condition, the worst case time to satisfy this condition. We call this average time. And in this paper, they showed that if n is large, this can be well approximated by this. This is the second largest eigenvalue of the matrix P. The first one, of course, is 1. Now we multiply this together. So the total communication cost to reach a precision epsilon is this. this one multiplied by per step. So to minimize total communication cost to do this consensus, this is random and gaussing, we want to minimize this total communication cost. Of course, here you can see the epsilon is really irrelevant here. So we just minimize this. The other stuff are just constant. We want to minimize the total communication cost by choosing the probability at each node. This is probably used for the randomized gaussing algorithm. And important is that this function doesn't look like a convex function, but it's quasi-convex. So we can basically, computationally is almost same as convex problems. We can solve this problem globally and efficiently. And more, here we have a linear cost. In fact, this works for any convex communication cost in the Pijs. You can choose any convex cost. This is still can solve. Okay, now, how to do this? This example. We do a random gossip on a complete graph. We assume this is a 5x5 grid. We assume every node is possible to talk. This is almost seconds to last time. To talk to any other node. And we want to design the probability any node talk to any particular node to minimize total communication cost. Here we just see, if we use a communication cost that is proportional to the Euclidean distance to the alpha's power, and for useful for wireless communication. And then we solve this minimal communication cost problem. Here are the solutions for different alpha. Let me explain. I only plot the probability for 5 representative nodes, because by symmetry, this node, this 4 node has the same thing. So this one has the same thing. So this has the same thing. So this node has the same thing. So this 5 is enough, or 6 maybe. Yeah. So this basically says this one, if alpha is 2.1, it's only talk to the nearest neighbor. Even though it's possible to talk, it will use, the total communication cost will be high. It will be slow, but the total cost will be smaller. And this one should be also cross this, because I don't know how to draw this two color together. So this is, we decreased it to 2.0. Interesting is it starts to connect to long range nodes. Of course, with smaller probability, this the weight of the line I draw here is roughly proportional to the size of the probability assigned. So you can see very interesting, it starts to reach out. As the this one. If I reduce it a little bit further, somehow a phase transition happened. Everyone needs to talk to everyone, and the total communication cost dropped. So this is just one small example.
In the first figure, the graph is not affected.
No, I'm just show this. So this one will look like this one. I just only draw this. I cannot draw every node.
Oh, okay.
I only draw this probability of this one, probability for this one, probability for this.
No.
All the other nodes can be figured out by symmetry.
Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, I cannot throw everything together. You won't see anything. And of course, in this case, it's just everyone talks to everyone. Oh, bad. Okay. So I just talked about some, different aspect of distributed consensus. Convergence conditions. It's a robustness property to random link failures, and also several optimization problems. And it looks like that most of the formulations model I use are very simple. It's far from practical scenarios. But I'll argue that it's precisely because it's a right level of abstraction, we can formulate some very interesting yet tractable problems. And it's precisely because of this, this is where you can fully use the power of mathematics. To give us insight to practical problems. They may not be directly used to practical system, but that provides lots of insights. Of course, here's the mathematical tools I used, and for sensor network in general, there's many other branches like information theory, probability, statistics are very useful. Here in this talk, I just covered some of this. Oh, I didn't cover this, because I don't have time. Okay, thank you.